Nolte, Trump uses ice storm to ridicule environmental insurrectionists over global warming. By John Nolte on January 23, 2026. President Trump used the occasion of the coming ice storm to troll America's environmental insurrectionists who have spent the last 60 years getting everything, and I do mean everything, wrong. Record cold wave expected to hit 40 states, warned the president. Rarely seen anything like it before. Could the environmental insurrectionists please explain, whatever happened to global warming? Raise your hand if you voted for this. Can we make him king? Yeah, whatever did happen to global warming? Well, we all know the answer to that question, after every, and I do mean every, global warming prediction proved false. The environmental insurrectionists who use scare tactics to empower their dream of a fascist centralized government changed the label to climate change, which allows them to say when a clear blue sky fills with clouds that means we need socialism. As someone who is in the path of this coming ice storm, I can tell you that one of the biggest backfires of environmental alarmism is the Chicken Little effect. Okay, I filled my gas tank, I filled my gas canisters, I made sure my generator is ready to go. But because the news media and the Weather Channel are in on this alarmism, you feel like a fool preparing, again. Around these parts, weather alerts are a standing joke because they almost never come true. Everyone stocks up. The schools close. Businesses close. And then we're hit with a dusting. It's laughable that winter weather during winter has risen to the level of news when it should have remained today's weather report. When I was a kid, weather was weather, not an imminent natural disaster that proves communism is the only way. And it really is all a plot to convince gullible people that normal weather is somehow different, somehow getting worse. Oh, yes, it's a record low or high. But only if you don't look back any further than 1972. A bunch of hurricanes means we need communism. A hurricane season with no hurricanes, like this last one, is either memory hold or, lol, proof of climate change. Trump is 100% right to ridicule these liars and propagandists. When your team is 0-54, it's time to shut up. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.